T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the Wall Street Journal did a column today. We've been talking about this adversity score.
Great article, yeah, on the SAT trying to level the playing field for people.
The College Board's new adversity score will include 15 variables such as students, neighborhood crime rate, housing values, and poverty. They'll feed into an algorithm which weights assigned to each variable. They'll get a score, and it will determine how many extra points you get.
And it does not involve your race. It's basically exclusively socioeconomic. And what they say, the argument is that the SAT does not really measure what you've overcome to get where you are. That's the argument.
The SAT board chair this morning on CBS said, used an example, white girl, really poor district in Mississippi.
Yes.
A really bad school district. She scored 500 points better than anyone.
Right.
Got her into a great school.
Right. So
I see it.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what it's saying. I'm not so sure it's up to the SAT to provide fairness for everybody. I don't know. I think the test is stupid.
Here's what the Wall Street Journal says. A lot of the big schools aren't taking the test anymore, as Wendy says.
Stupid.
Schools should provide opportunity for kids of modest means or tough backgrounds, but those kids must still be able to succeed once they're admitted. The adversity score looks like a way to undermine one of the last objective measures of academic merit. No wonder people are cynical about college admissions.
Right. Well, and my point of view is, rather than learning how to take a test, why don't we teach kids how to balance a checkbook? You know, why don't we teach you some skills, not how to get into a school? It's the same with standardized testing anywhere. You spend so much time and energy on that when you could be doing things that actually matter. But we want to hear what you think. 866-391-1020. Listen to this guy. His name is David Coleman. He's the CEO of the College Board that made this decision to implement this thing that, by the way, students don't see, but college admissions people do. Listen.
One critic in the New York Times said, if the SAT needed a sophisticated conventional or contextual framework to make it valid, then that's a sign that it's not a good test. So why did the College Board decide to create the adversity test?
What the SAT is a valid measure of your achievement. What have you learned in reading and math? How ready are you for college? But what it doesn't measure alone is it doesn't measure what you've overcome, the situation that you achieved that in. What we can do with this context data is see how resourceful you are. Have you done more with less? So to be clear, it's not really a personalized adversity score. It's the general context of your school and neighborhood. And what it's really aiming to do is highlight those resourceful students. Let me give you an example. A college that we partnered with just let in a young woman from Mississippi. She happens to be a rural white young woman in a very small school. And her SAT score was pretty much average with the other applicants. But what they found when they looked at it in context is it was 400 points higher than any other kid scored at her school. The neighborhood, the world she lived in, was rife with poverty. It's a small school without a lot of advanced opportunities, but she made the most of it. So we're saying the SAT shows you achievement, but what it can't show alone is your resourcefulness, doing more with less.
Yeah, so and that's the point you're trying to make, I hear, is that it's really about putting it all in context.
That's it.
Calling it the adversity score. Some people would say it should be called the privilege score.
Yeah, I think calling it a score is kind of a mistake, if you don't mind. It's really a general background. So every kid in the same school or same neighborhood gets the same background information. We use no personal data.
Don't colleges have access to that information already?
They have some data, and you're right. This is really making what colleges already do a lot better. Mm-hmm. We've long agreed in American education that we should recognize students who have
That's enough.
So they say, here's the deal. SATs. White students on average score 133 points higher than Hispanics and 177 points higher than blacks. And students whose parents earn more than $200,000 score 170 points higher than those from households with low incomes. And so that's why they're doing
well,
this.
Well, and my thing is, so if it's 15 points, 15 questions or whatever, who's the arbiter of what adversity is? I mean, I find it very weird. Look, I came from privilege in that I had... I never went hungry. I was never hurt by my parents. They were married. My mom stayed home. All of this jazz. And I still stunk at the SAT, you know? No, I was
conversely, though, your son just hit a home run.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, parents still watch it. And, you know, I believe there has to be some standard. We can't throw out all tests. But people have said what you said for decades. I don't know.
What do people out there, what do you think? 866-391-1020.
And the adversity score, there were 5,000 comments on the Wall Street Journal.
Right. Today. What did you glean out of the first several that you were reading?
That people were angry that a guy came in and said, I'm a poor Asian kid. And I killed it. So this is ridiculous crap.
Right.
They're trying to level the playing field to some degree. I don't know. Carnegie Mellon's in the 30%+ Asian.
Right.
There are white students who say they're not given an opportunity. Conversely, there are Asian students who sue these schools saying,
yeah, saying you're too hard on us.
That we're killing it.
Yeah, and you're not taking enough of us in. Right.
I'll tell you what it does, Wendy. It shows you how damn competitive it is to get to these friggin' colleges.
Yes. Yes. And by the way, whether or not you will qualify for any kind of financial aid, in order for you to qualify for merit-based scholarships or things of that nature, you have to fill out something that drills down on all of the socioeconomic stuff. So they have a lot of information about us.
I think we have to pull back on the stress we put on ourselves.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And our kids.
Yes.
And where they go to school.
Yes.
And hope that they go a place where they learn something.
If they want to go. If that's what they're meant to do. Or do a trade.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes.
So we'll see how this plays out. But right now, a lot of folks don't like it.
Agreed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.